Day 9, Childlike Humility, Matthew 18, 1 through 4. Am I humbly trusting and depending on God like children depend on their parents? At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child and had him stand among them, and he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Insight: pride, the opposite of humility, has been the biggest giant I have ever faced. In early 2010, eager to win against this giant, I began asking the Lord to give me insight into the root of man's problems. Many pastors had taught that the problem is selfishness, but I said, "Lord, that still seems like an effect to me. So what is the root cause below that?" Suddenly, the births of all five of my children began replaying in my mind. I saw what happened when their umbilical cords were cut and the children were separated from their source of life. They all screamed in frightful panic. It was like they were suddenly screaming out, "Who is going to take care of me now? Who is going to keep me warm? Who is going to protect me? Who is going to feed me? Who will love me now?" Their fear and screaming were not coming from selfishness. It was coming from deep insecurity, which resulted from being cut off from the only life source they had ever known. Then my mind flashed back to the Garden of Eden, where God helped me to see that the sin of Adam and Eve effectively cut us all off from our original purpose and life source. Essentially, our spiritual umbilical cords have all been cut. The result is a very deep insecurity which aches in all of us from the sin that separated us from our Father. We too grow up subconsciously, quote, screaming, "Who will love me and accept me? Who will take care of me?" Until we experience Christ up close and personal, this, quote, screaming continues even for Christians and leads us to look to man or to the world to find security. When my twins, Ashley and Kaylee, were born, they were placed in separate beds for examination. They were premature, and nurses were everywhere, so I couldn't be right by them the whole time. Ashley, the oldest, started screaming hysterically. I tried talking to her from across the room and to calm her down, but it didn't work. Her desperate shrieks continued, so they finally invited me over to her. With the video camera in hand, I walked over to a beet red face and ear-piercing cries of panic. I put my face very close to her and told her that her daddy was there now, and it was all okay. She turned, looked right into my eyes, and the screaming instantly stopped. She had heard my voice in the room, but now she was experiencing my presence up close. My voice was familiar to her, and one she could trust. It not only brought comfort to her, but it brought such honor to me to see her look to me and no one else in that room for her comfort. I see clearly why God delights in our humility and why He despises our pride, which declares independence from Him. It is for God's pleasure and honor as our true Father that we must reject our pride, self-sufficiency, unbelief, our own will, and instead humble ourselves as little children who cannot truly live without our Father. This pleases Him greatly. Pride is rooted in Satan, Isaiah 14, 12 through 15, when he decided he wanted to be independent from God and instead to be like God. Pride is the power of hell, and humility is the power of heaven. Until we humble ourselves like children and our dependence is fully in God, we are acting in pride as our own little God, and this is wickedness against God, which grieves his heart. Depending on God for everything goes against our nature, but it is the only way to eternal life. Jesus makes it clear that our eternal destiny is dependent on our rejecting our own will, our pride, and humbling ourselves in total dependence on him. Could it be said of you today, by the angels in heaven, that you are a humble child of God who is totally, or at least increasingly, dependent upon God? Humility, the place of entire dependence on God, is, from the very nature of things, the first duty and highest virtue of man. Andrew Murray. My dear brother or sister in Jesus Christ, thank you for listening to today's John 7:17 Challenge Devotional. I would like to add a few thoughts for some of you who are listening to this today on the subject of childlike humility. My only hope is to create a better picture in your heart and in your spirit of what it really looks like to obey this most important teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so when I am writing today's devotion, I had these moments where I reflected back on who I once was, even as a man who called himself a follower of Jesus Christ. Compared to yesterday, the most recent day of my life, while my wife and I were out and about running errands and doing some things in town. And when I look back on who I was and the lack of childlike humility in my life some 20 years or earlier ago, although calling myself a follower of Jesus Christ, what I see as the great sin of my heart is self-sufficiency. The number one fruit that my pride produced in my life against the Spirit of Jesus Christ is self-sufficiency. You see, I couldn't trust people, and I couldn't trust my family, and I didn't know how to fully trust God. So I trusted in myself, and I had become very strong, and I became one of those Habakkuk 1:11 men where the Bible says they are guilty men whose own strength is their God. Today, when I think about what my wife and I's day looked like just yesterday, a typical day where there is a total childlike dependence upon our Heavenly Father, starting from the very moments I wake up in the morning and begin to do our devotions and our Bible study time. I do very, very little in my life today, my brother or sister in Christ, without that deep childlike humility and dependence upon God to meet my needs, to grant me the grace and strength that I need to fulfill his purpose for our life that day. And when I rewind the tape of just yesterday as an example, I see myself asking my Father in heaven to give light to my wife and I's eyes in the morning, that even though I am full-time in ministry for my Lord, I rarely ever sit down before his word to give instruction to myself or to my wife without depending upon the Holy Spirit to give me light to my eyes, to help me to understand how it applies. There's rarely a prayer that we have in the morning where I don't at some point say, "Oh dear Father in heaven, help us to be a Christian today." When we finish our Bible studies, we typically will begin to pray in the car that God will bless our time in the car and on the way out and to keep us safe. And when we get into the car to leave for the day, we'll begin to pray and ask the Lord to bless us and that his mercies would be upon us as we travel. And then we say, "Lord, we're going out into this evil, wicked world, godless world. Father, protect us. Watch over us." And then when we arrive at the first place and we forgot that maybe it was the weekend or a holiday and it's very busy, we begin to then depend upon him again to help us to find a place to park. That may sound silly to some people. To me, it sounds like a child asking his father for help in all things. And this pattern of helplessness throughout our day, whether it be for something as seemingly insignificant as a parking spot, or something more touching like a painful headache that my wife may have had that morning, or something more pressing like maybe a new financial need, there is total dependence upon God, whereby the suffering that he's allowed into our life and by the grace that he's permitted to us to have, we humble ourselves and seek to receive from our Father that our daily bread, our guidance, the grace to be a Christian that day, the faith to believe him that day, the sensitivity to hear him that day, and the courage to follow him that day. My brother and sister in Christ, it is really painful for me to think about who I once was, calling myself a Christian. And yet, if you were to play a videotape of my life, You would not see me depending upon God every 5 to 7, 10 minutes or so throughout my day in need, knowing that my only needs can be met from Him. No. You would see a man who would go and enjoy the sermon on Sunday. You would see a man who knew how to quote some Bible verses. You would see a man who knew how to go to a Wednesday night potluck. You would see a man who knew how to show up on Sunday morning to serve, or on Saturday night to do a service for the single parent moms, or whatever it was, the churchy stuff. But I wasn't depending upon God moment by moment. My life was absent of this childlike humility that our Heavenly Father calls us to have. I was getting along most days really fine without Him, in my own strength, doing my own will, making my own decisions, pulling my own strings, making my own shots. I could have worn a t-shirt that says, "My name is Mr. Self-Sufficient, and God is not pleased with me, but I call myself a Christian." Brothers and sisters, it is shocking to look back at my old life compared to how it is today, and it's very weird for me to realize how weird it is in this moment for you, because I have forgotten what it was like to be self-sufficient. I am so dependent upon Father, as is my wife. We pray and trust Him for literally everything, for the wisdom on how to parent our daughter, for how to speak to her about a certain subject or matter she's going through. We rarely will touch that without asking God for His help. I don't sit down to write without asking Him to help. I don't sit down to speak without asking Him to give me utterance. I don't take decisions in this ministry without waiting upon Him in the fear of the Lord to make sure that He's guiding me and directing me. My life, by His mercy and by His grace, as is my wife's, is a completely different life than the life of what I once was as a Christian. And I regret to say what I believe to be the life of most Christians today, those who call themselves by His name, who have yet to loose themselves from that pride, to take up the cross and let it have that death over their pride, bringing them down lowly that they may learn truly to change and become like little children. Brothers and sisters, if you spent one day with me as a full-time minister, the quote, leader, the teacher here, you would find that I might be able to say to you even what I have said to our daughter. I told her one day, I say, "This may be difficult for you to understand, Keely, but actually, in heaven's perspective, I am more of a child and a young person than even are you. Because my humility is in direct relation to my neediness before God, to my dependence upon Him for everything. You may be younger than me, but the one of us that is the most dependent upon God, the most relying upon Him in humility as a child, is the one of whom Jesus Christ would say, 'That's the one who's humbled himself like a child.'" Now, this isn't a competition about which one of us is the more humble. I'm simply trying to make a distinction between who I once was as a professing Christian and what Jesus would have said to me had He came and stood before me one day and watched me and confronted me, versus who my wife and I are today in Christ, very dependent. May it be as difficult as it is to loosen yourself of pride, because there's a fear. And I just want you to know that you can trust this Heavenly Father. You can trust Him. Be willing to be a fool for Christ. Be willing to lose some more of your self-sufficiency and that which makes you a guilty man or woman in His eyes, your own strength, your self-sufficiency. What small decision in your life today, what new small habit can you make where you begin to lower yourself as a child, and instead of just taking the normal action that you might take out of your own resources, your own self-sufficiency, or your own depending upon another man, what could you do today to lower yourself in that event, in that circumstance? Invite the Holy Father into that and place yourself before Him as a child, asking Him to give you guidance, asking Him to give you strength, asking Him for His will to be done in that matter. Just pick one small thing. If you're a mother and you prepare, perhaps God would like to guide you in your choice of nutrition today. That may seem as insignificant to you as finding a parking spot, but whatever it is that you have in your life, the daily responsibilities, the daily tasks that you have to go through and accomplish, the meetings that you have at work, the talking that you're going to have with your child today, the bad news that you know you're probably going to get when you go to work, the difficulty you're going to face in taking that exam at school, the reaction that you're going to have to that social media post. How about take that thing, that little daily habit, that little normal part of your life, and come today afresh as a child and say, "My Father, my hands are open on this. This is the situation that I'm facing. This is the action I normally take or the emotion I normally feel. My Father, what would you have me do, if anything, different about this today? My brother or my sister in Christ," that is the beginning of what it means to become a true child of God, to be humble Jesus Christ, the one in whom you have called yourself by his name, says to us as our example, I did not come to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. I did not come to speak my own words. The words you hear me speak, they come from the one who sent me. I did not come for my own pleasure, but for the one who sent me. He is our example. That is childlike faith. No one was ever more childlike. No one was ever filled with less pretense. No one was ever more dependent. No one was ever more obedient. No one ever had more childlike faith than our Lord and Savior does. Please let us join his example today. Follow our example. It starts with small little habits, small little things. What is that small thing today that you can begin to invite the Lord into and become more childlike and bring more pleasure and more honor to your Heavenly Father this day with? Meditate on it. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you as you continue to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, be sure to scroll down and see the further study and related content links. Jesus, look for